Evening, ma'am. Buy you a drink?
Ari wants us to finish this bottle and then three more. Says he'll water his garden with champagne before he let the Germans drink it. He's looking at you, kid.
Let us eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow, we die.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Remember, you're fighting for this woman's honor, which is probably more than she ever did.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all the glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about the round, bubbly, socializing, happily coming out of its shell little grape. And yes, Kent still
You just
astounded.
Overflow with adjectives, don't you?
I do. I have several for you, Gramps, but of course, we won't get into that. I do like the new hair color, though. I wondered if that would be the impetus.
Well, I think purple is me.
I do. I like it very, very much. I don't really know what we were going for, but I have some shoes that are just absolutely that color.
I saw the movie, The Hunger Games. Did you see all those people in The Hunger Games?
I've not seen the movie
yet. These people have freaky looking hair, all different colors. And I thought, you know, let's go ahead and start that trend now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll get you a couple of tattoos. And actually, I have a great story on tattoos for today. We can just get you blend in and no one will ever mistake you being the grandfather of your daughter again.
Thank you.
For our listeners, Kent still hasn't gotten over that trauma. But thank those of you who called in to give him a hard time. For those of you who did not have the chance, 877-4CRUSH1 or email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com, and I will be happy to forward it on to Kent.
Call somebody else. Email somebody else.
For those of you who missed last week's show, Kent was unceremoniously accused of being his beautiful young daughter's grandfather. So we are still having fun with that around here.
You've had a whole week now. Enjoy.
I have had a whole week, and I'm still enjoying it. And, of course, even though I have a whole week on things, our listeners will attest to the fact when I get off on tangents, it's kind of like the Candyland game. I just keep running. That goes hand in hand with today's guest. We are very fortunate. We have Joe Roberts. He is onewinedude.com. He, of course, is one of the top 10 bloggers that were must-have bloggers and recommended. So he is joining us today to parry his verbal ideas as well as his written ideas. So we'll discuss with him some things going on in the wine business. And actually, that's going to be kind of today's show, is we are just pulling a lot of these strange, unique stories together and giving y'all an overview of how insane this business really is. You know, I did get really excited and just a little fired up about the idea of wine advertising being too lifestyle driven, too cultural driven. But when you start looking at some of the stuff behind the scenes in the wine business, let's face facts, those people who are involved in wine, they're insane. There's just no two ways about it. 2% of the population is the only group that could possibly be crazy enough to get involved in this whole industry. So today is kind of going to be a testament to that. But before I go down that road, we do have our wine recommendations this week. And I have to admit, I feel a little guilty having Jeff Bunshew on the show last week. You say that real fast several times. Jeff Bunshew on the show last week. It made me realize that I hadn't tried Jeff's Chardonnay in years and years and years. So I took my happy little self all the way down to my local Mega Mart, and I picked up the Gunlot Bunshew 2010 Estate Chardonnay out of Sonoma. This thing is absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. It is heavy. It is big. It is oaky. It is absolutely beautiful. Granted, it's going to be a little bit hard to find. There were only about 3,000 cases produced, but it's reasonable. For something that big, you expect the Chardonnay to come in around $60, $70. It actually sells about $27, but it's still fresh. Even though I'm describing it in very large terms, you get the lime, you get pear, you get tropical fruit, but because of the oak and how they do it, you get great toffee to it. There's a lovely creaminess to it. I love the Chardonnay. Absolutely love the Chardonnay, so I'm delighted I made the effort to try it, and I think everyone will too. Doesn't matter what style you like, you're going to find something in this wine that you will absolutely be blown away with, and I was. So Gunlot Bunshew 2010 Estate Chardonnay is your white wine recommendation. And yes, I am still off on my strange red tangents. I know I have picked some really strange varietals lately, but I'm back to one of my all-time favorites. I know I did Petite Syrah recently, but because I was wandering around Petite Syrah, and have y'all noticed how hard it is, depending on the stores and the sets, if you want something other than one of the big three, Pinot, Merlot, or Cabernet, to find a Malbec or Shiraz or Petit Verdot, to find different varietals, it's likely we're going to give this section 20 feet to Cabernet and Merlot. But if you want to look over in the small little corner where we're keeping the bar mixers and the great strainers for the cocktails, you can find the Petit Verdot, the Malbecs, and all the offbeat stuff. Well, that's exactly what I did, and I found Ferroy Carano's Petit Verdot. Now, of course, Dry Creek is one of my favorite growing regions when you look at Sonoma as a whole. I like the dustiness. I like the warmth in this area. I like the fact that sometimes, even though a couple of the guys can lean toward green, you just get great austere fruit. This Petit Verdot is so lush. It is so ripe. It just has great, great strength to it. I think ultimately when you look at this, you get the chocolate. You get, of course, anytime you're looking at Petit Verdot, they're going to age it in oak. In fact, I don't think I've tasted one that hasn't been aged in oak, and I challenge our listeners, find me one. But ultimately, when you start getting all that dark fruit, when you start getting blackberry, you start getting blueberry, and you start getting the dark chocolate, which if you follow my recommendations, tends to be the way I lean. When you say that, you tend to think that I'm getting toward Cabernet or Merlot. What's great with this Petit Verdot is at the very end, you start getting a little bit of red fruit. You get the acidity, so it balances all of it out. And it's just a palate cleanser, pleaser, all the way around. This wine is elegant and it's lush and definitely worth checking out. It is something new for you this summer. And because of all the richness in it, it's going to pair well with anything you do on the grill, any kind of meat, any kind of the notorious PIG that you want to put with it. And what I do recommend as we start heating up, chill this wine down. I'm not going to give you the lecture. I promise this year I will not lecture you on chilling your red wines. But throw about 20 minutes on this Petit Verdot. You will just be astounded to watch it warm up, to watch it just come into its own. So, your red wine recommendation, Ferroy Carano 2008 Petit Verdot out of Dry Creek Valley. And hats off to Mr. Jeff Bunshue. Not only does he do Merlot and advertising well, his Chardonnay is just absolutely fabulous. So your wine recommendations for this week. All right, Kent, I know I've been keeping you in the dark a little bit, but I did mean it about my tattoo comment.
Oh?
Yes. You know, just to go with your purple.
Do you have tattoos, just so I can paint the picture for the listeners?
No, I have no tattoos.
No tattoos.
I absolutely have.
Not even a little one on your ankle or something like that.
It goes back to the fact that I don't like to discuss how long I've been in the wine business. When I was growing up and of the age I might have thought about getting a tattoo, the only people that had tattoos were usually coming back from, overseas or being let off their boats. And it usually were anchors and they said something about mother on them.
Yeah.
So that unfortunately was my whole era of tattoos. But there has been a study done, if you're ready for this. And leave it to the French to waste time and money to come up with this. You ready for this?
Let's go.
They have studied 3,000 people. And have determined that if you have a tattoo, you drink more.
Really?
Yes. That is what there's some, they are taking the time and the effort to directly understand the correlation between a person that has been inked and the fact that they'll drink more.
This is a big surprise to the French, is it?
Apparently it is. I don't really understand why we felt like we needed to study this. All you have to do is just really hang out, whether it's a local dive bar. I don't know, maybe they don't have dive bars where you are in France. But yes, and they were actually surprised by it as a whole. You know, looking at the whole gamut of it and saying, we're kind of shocked by this. But what I love most about the study is it goes on to give the factual references of the fact that these people are drinking more. And they did their poll, get this, on Saturday nights in bars.
How creative. That's great.
Let's see. Saturday night, 11 o'clock in a bar. This goes back to exactly what you and I were saying. Number one, if you're out Saturday night, 11 o'clock in a bar, you're of the age group where it's acceptable to have a tattoo.
Sure.
So, of course, you're going to have gone and gotten your tattoo.
You're almost lost without one.
Exactly. They don't even let you into half the bars these days without one. So,
the French are over there going, Sacre bleu! Hey.
It is so nice to know that I am not going to be the only one getting a call from the French embassy today. Now, if they really want to surprise me and they really want to do something worthwhile in this study, why don't they say, if you have a tattoo, you are 90% more likely to be seen drinking Montrachet.
Yeah.
Then that might be worthwhile.
That might be worth your time.
It might be interesting.
What's next over there? We just did a study. We found out water is wet.
Yes. Maybe they'll hang out in front of pool halls and find out that, shockingly, pool players drink more beer.
All right, we're done in France now. We can't go back there.
Yep, well, that's been that way for years. But that is today kind of what we're going to look at. We're going to look at some very interesting wine stories and how they've been tied together and just have a little bit of fun. Everyone needs fun, and today we're going to highlight it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will take your calls, your emails, and hopefully laugh a whole lot today.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
You can win gas, lots of gas, free gas, all the gas you'll need for a year. Interested? I thought so. It's PRN's Win Gas for a Year sweepstakes, presented by Wix Filters and Nationwide Insurance. Enter today, and soon you may be the one who doesn't care how high the price of gas goes. For you, it's free. To enter, or for official rules, go to goprn.com/fans. But hurry, though, the contest ends June 30th.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. Today we are pulling some very interesting stories out of the ether and putting it all together in just an entertaining look at the dark side of the wine business. Of course, it's fun to laugh and joke about the tattoos and the study we have to do with it. But from there, we're going to go straight to kegs. Yes, kegs. Usually the bastion of backroom keg stands, draft beer, everything else. We are actually starting to see wine in kegs again. And we've discussed this on the show before, but I personally think it's a brilliant idea. I do. Because everyone is looking to look at the carbon footprint. Everyone is seeking to go green. Everyone is talking about drinking more and more wine. And all you have to do is look at bulk wine sales, look at box sales, look at these things that, well, people are buying in larger containers. People are drinking more at home. They're drinking more in their bars. And as much as quality is a very relevant factor, in today's market, there are some high-quality wines. I'm not saying it again. There are quality wines in boxes. There are quality wines in Tetra Paks. Now, we're going to take it a step further, and we're going to put quality wine in kegs. And I am talking about true beer kegs. They're Sankey kegs. I don't know where they're getting them. I'm hoping that they're ordering them brand new and fresh before they put wine in them.
Now, they're made of what? I mean, what kind of wood?
They're kegs.
I know they're kegs, but...
They're kegs. The
okay, they're kegs.
Stainless steel, metal kegs.
Okay, fine.
Like you see rolling off the back of a Budweiser truck
in
Atlanta traffic.
Keg. I'm picturing this, you know, this old wooden keg.
No, I'm talking like Budweiser, Miller, Coors Light. Things that you put a tap in, it's drawn up, and you go sit at a bar, they ask you what's on tap. That kind of keg.
Does it not affect the taste of the wine?
No.
Not at all?
No, because, all right, you look at three things. Number one, it's being put in stainless steel. Most of the wines that we are actually going to drink out of kegs were fermented and aged in stainless steel. So they're already been in contact with it. Two, if a wine is going to be in a keg and on tap, it's going to be sold fairly quickly. It's not like it's sitting there and going to age 9 months. At least, God, I hope it's not going to sit there and age 9 months. I don't want to see what those lines would look like. But three, they're meant to be served fresh. They're supposed to be served young. These are not things that you want to put down in your dusty cellar and literally have cobwebs grow over. This is for enjoyment and enjoyment right now. And I think the time has more than come. I know that Big House is doing that. I know that King Estate is doing some wines. I believe Aubon Clement is doing some wines in kegs. So this is a trend we're seeing. I want to know what our listeners think. 877-4CRUSH-1 or email me directly, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com, and give me an idea of what you think of wine in kegs. When you go sit down, see your favorite bartender, you pull up that bar stool and he looks at you and says, what it'll be? I'll have a big glass of draft Chardonnay. I want to know your thoughts. Seriously, call me, reach out. But speaking along those lines, I do have an interesting email, and I think it kind of went hand in hand back to all the advertising shows we were doing, but it does tie into all this. This was from Kathy, and Kathy wrote that wines could do a lot more bar advertising, and she put bar in quotes, than they do, and spend their money more wisely than on mass media. Say like the beer companies do with their pint glassware and all the different glasses when you go and sit down in a bar. You know what people are drinking based on what their glass says on the outside. Why can't wines do the same thing? Well, it's an interesting perspective. It is definitely something to think about and something to look at it. But let me start here. Let me ridicule up front. First off, beer companies are just now beginning to realize that there is something to glassware. The wine companies, wineries, wine students, everybody through the years, we have all been deciding that wine can taste different out of certain glasses. There's a big difference between throwing your wine in a Dixie cup and throwing it in a 12-ounce Riedel crystal glass. You definitely get more concentrated aromas. You get the flavors. You can pick things out a little bit better. And of course, for those that just insist on swirling things all over the bar, you can have more fun with it. But ultimately, glass does make a difference. And all you have to do is go look at any glass manufacturer's website, look at their catalog, go down your Megamart shelf. You'll find a Chardonnay glass, a Bordeaux glass, a Burgundy glass, a Merlot glass, Malbec, Champagne, Port glass, Sherry glass. I know in my house, I have white wine, red wine, Chardonnay, Cabernet, Merlot, Malbec, brandy snifters, cognac sniffers. I have sherry glasses. I have three different types of champagne glasses. And that's just my house. And I'm not a picky. I'm the one that advocates drinking out of a mason jar or Dixie cup if it's all that's handy. Beer people are just now getting into the fact that, yes, glass can make it taste different. I think Sam Adams was the one that did it. What was it called? A turbulator? I don't remember. Anyway, Sam Adams did the special Pilsner glass so that beer would aerate up and it would have more bubbles in it and you get more concentration of the hops. Beer companies are making their glassware exactly for that reason. Number one, to advertise things, but number two, they feel like their glassware is the best way to express their beer. So, yes, I kind of see in that idea where wine companies could get away with the fact that, yes, I'm going to put Lawson Chardonnay on the outside of this glass. Now, the flip side of that is ultimately, what are you going to do? Sit down at a bar and have your glass that says Chardonnay, Cabernet, Merlot on it? Yes, it's a cute idea. But when you start thinking about all the different wines that various restaurants and pubs have on it, and you think about the storage they would have to put it all together, it really doesn't work. It really doesn't add up. Now, granted, over the years, I have seen Moët glasses. I've seen Perrier Jouët glasses. I believe I have seen Sobraja glasses and advertising glasses. But ultimately, I don't think they have a marketing impact, say like your local Sam Adams Budweiser Bud Light glass does there on the bar. I mean, let's face facts. You go in, it's been a hot day. You see a big, frosty, beautiful glass that says Guinness on it or says Harp, and you think, ooh, that looks good, I'll take it. Now, how does that translate over into a glass of Sauvignon Blanc where all you see is white liquid and it says Sauvignon Blanc or says Murphy Good on it? It's not really going to motivate you the same way. So as much as I appreciate your forward thinking and I appreciate where you're going with that, yeah, I don't think it's going to work. But of course, there are those off occasions where I have been known to be wrong.
No, not you.
Yes, shockingly, 877-4CRUSH-1. Email me, Laura Lawson, winecrush.com, if you have an opinion or if you think I could possibly be wrong on this factor. So, very much looking forward to that. Hey, listen, also, I do like all my little news items, real brief and real quickly. Get this. This is coming out of the Telegraph out of Great Britain. Investors lose millions in fine wine schemes. It seems like these guys were getting people to invest $150,000, $200,000, and they're saying that they're going to wineries and they're buying wine barrels. And in the wine barrels are these great Bordeaux that they're going to put down and put your name on it and have a whole investment portfolio based off that. Wow, people are surprised they lost money. The barrels didn't really exist and the guys drank them. I'm shocked. I know you are. Hey, we're going to take a quick break on The Crush. When we return, we'll have Mr. Joe Roberts, One Wine Dude, the wine blogger, joining us and giving his insights and opinions.
You can win gas, lots of gas, free gas, all the gas you'll need for a year. Interested? I thought so. It's PRN's Win Gas for a Year sweepstakes, presented by Wix Filters and Nationwide Insurance. Enter today, and soon you may be the one who doesn't care how high the price of gas goes. For you, it's free. To enter, or for official rules, go to goprn.com/fans. But hurry, though. The contest ends June 30th.
I'm Greg Biffle. I'm teaming up with 3MSP, Henry Schein Cares, and the American Dental Association to give kids a smile. Through this national volunteer program, we're working to host free dental clinics for children, deliver much-needed treatment, and provide dental education to kids and their families. Visit Give Kids a Smile on Facebook to learn how you can support this important program. Let's put kids in victory lane for good dental health. It's time to
Give Kids a Smile!
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. So we're going to go from a radio media host to a blogosphere expert. Right now we have one wine dude, Mr. Joe Roberts, joining us. Joe, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Hello, Laura. Thank you.
Oh, this is a pleasure. I've had a lot of fun roundabout. We've been discussing wine bloggers. We've had a lot of fun with it this spring. But you have come as just one of the top 10 highly recommended wine bloggers that I had to have. Actually, it ought to creep you out. They decided that you and I had a very similar sense of humor. So I'd be worried if I were you.
Dark, I guess.
I think the word was cynical, and I'm not sure if I can use the other one. I think it was one of the 7 deadlies I can't let go on radio.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to have fun with that then.
All right. Well, of course, I got to ask the question. You are a wine blogger, but you are at onewinedude.com. What happened to winedude.com?
Oh, you know, I never even bothered to check if it was available. the genesis of that name is actually a really terrible story in that it's not terrible like we hurt some children or something, but just terrible.
That is helpful
that people assume it's like, oh, there's what's behind that? You wanted to get your name at the top of all the wine blog, you know, blog rolls. I said, no, you know, I used to have a sort of consulting thing I did on the side with wine and wine lists and in-home parties with a friend of mine, and it was 2 wine dudes because we were big fans of The Big Lebowski.
So
dude was, you know, such a big thing there. And then we just, you know, I created One Wine Dude as sort of an adjunct to that. So people were coming and checking out 2 Wine Dudes, had a little bit of extra stuff to keep them there, you know, content, you know, something, just fun. And the consulting, we just didn't have time for it. My buddy moved and, you know, we just didn't, it never really took off and the blog did. So it's kind of stuck with this name now. You know, and I tell people tell me all the time I need to change it. And I sort of said, well, you know, when you got people coming up to you and like Jancis Robinson and say, I want to introduce myself, you're the dude, you think, well, okay, you know, I think the cat's out of the bag. You know, that ship has sailed. It's never coming back. I am stuck with this name.
Well, the good news is Kit is checking it out. And for our listeners that want to give you a run for the money, nobody has winedude.com. So there you go. But you have learned something today. All right, Joe. Well, having some fun with you, one of the debates that I had discussed way back when were wine bloggers. And the whole thing started because if you want to look at a wine blog, I think they counted there was like 176,000 people writing about wine every single day. And I said, how can these people find that much to say about wine? Well, it led to two tangents. One, to find those of you who actually do post interesting things and have great commentary. But two, it also led today's show with so many stupid stories in the business about wine that we just have to have fun with it. So what made you decide that you wanted to be a blogger and put your ideas out there?
Well, you know, I as I mentioned with creating it as sort of an adjunct to that consulting business, I kind of backed into it. And so I had always loved writing. I had actually studied it. In terms of English literature and doing a lot of writing in undergrad, and it always came naturally to me. So I actually had a blog, quote unquote, before it was called blogs. A blog. It was I wrote about whatever I wanted on a site that nobody read, and it had to do with my music life. And there was sort of a news section there, and I would write about, I don't know, a moth exhibit at the Smithsonian. I mean, anything, just to craft a writing style and a voice. And so by the time I kind of hit One Wine Dude, it was more of a natural fit, and I was passionate about the topic, right? But also had done all that homework in terms of the writing chops and the style and sort of crafting a voice that I felt was unique. And so when I hit One Wine Dude, that I kind of just had that going already for me. So, you know, in a way, there is a lot of shoot from the hip styling in what I do on the blog, but there's a lot more craft and forethought behind it. So it's kind of like, I guess in a way, it's kind of like saying, oh, I can taste wine, and because I know my own personal tastes, then I could be a critic that a lot of people should listen to. And while that may be true for your own personal tastes, it's not necessarily true if you haven't put in a lot of the homework about how to methodically taste, how to learn about what is typical of different varieties, what's typical of different regions of the wine world, etc. It's similar with writing. I mean, if you got to put in that homework, I think, before you can kind of bust onto the scene and hope to do something more than just talk to a small group of friends.
Well, that. I was hoping eventually to get there because I just felt like torturing you when you were going back and forth with my producer a little bit. You talk about getting the experience. Now, it is my understanding, and I've got to have clarification of this, that you have a project coming out in which you are doing a wine and food pairing video, which you're going to be pairing wines with insects.
Yes.
Bless your heart. We have got to work on
I'm
you.
Stoked. I'm stoked for it because, you know, is it a send up of the sort of the rules of food and wine pairing? Yes, okay, it is, but it's not going to be irreverent. And so, yeah, there's three things that we
want. It's not irreverent. You are actually going to sit down and have ladybugs and Malbecs, crickets and Chardonnays, and see what pairs well best with a Gewurztraminer. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I mean more or less. So we got to understand this. There's three things we want to do with this series, and they're going to be short videos. Okay, so the idea is we're going to ratchet it up so the foods as insects become a little more obvious as insects and probably a little harder for me to eat as we go. So to kind of entice you back, you'll see how we ratchet it up, you know, with each
Lord.
Episode. But the idea is you're going
to
learn.
I can't wait to watch your dinner escape and start chasing you.
I know. I hopefully I can do it. Well, that's going to be part of the fun because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get some of this stuff down my throat. And so, you know, I'm going to be reacting probably a lot the same way that you and other people watch it are going to react. Like, oh, my God, you know, I can feel the legs of this thing.
Whatever. Oh, come on.
But, you know, you're going to learn three things with these episodes. So one is you're going to learn something about that food and the culture that eats it. And not, you know, we're not going to, it's not a send up of those cultures. I mean, this is real food for people worldwide. And so you're going to broaden your perspective a little bit about what is food, you know. And the second is you'll learn something about whatever wine or wines we happen to pick to try and go with it with that preparation. And third, you'll learn something about food and wine pairing. you know, some general tenets. And the idea is, I want you to learn
generally kill your dinner before you try and eat it with a mantra shake. Just a thought.
Well, you know, you don't want, you know, there's so much out there that people can go to where you probably got, you know, somebody, you know, 60-year-old guy talking in monotone on a video, you know, telling you how to pair wine with food or how to properly, quote unquote, taste it. And I don't just don't, you know, people aren't entertained by this stuff as much anymore, and it's just not sticking with them. And I think, you know, this is just a different way to go about giving people kind of similar information that they can take away. And maybe they won't even think about it while they're watching it, but later, you know, when somebody brings up something about wine and food, it may pop back into their mind. Their friends are going to say, well, where'd you learn that? Oh, I saw some crazy guy, you know, eating bugs on a on a video, and he talked about it. So I think I love the idea that edutainment, which is very much kind of the theme of OneWineDude.com, and getting that into your brain kind of almost surreptitiously, and not, but at the same time, not treating you like you're an idiot, you know, because
no, because you're going to be doing enough of that for us. My God,
exactly,
I cannot wait to see this. Hey, listen, Joe, we got to take a quick break. Do you mind hanging out for a little bit? I don't know if you're sitting on a patio, find a snack, find a yellow jacket, find a bee, and amuse yourself. Then when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your blog and other great things that you're doing right now.
Awesome. No worries.
All right. Quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will get back to One Wine Dude and see what else he could possibly have up his sleeve.
Visit WineCrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-489-1639 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
You can win gas, lots of gas, free gas, all the gas you'll need for a year. Interested? I thought so. It's PRN's Win Gas for a Year sweepstakes, presented by Wix Filters and Nationwide Insurance. Enter today, and soon you may be the one who doesn't care how high the price of gas goes. For you, it's free. To enter, or for official rules, go to goprn.com/fans. But hurry, though, the contest ends June 30th.
Mozartosties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Right now, he's
probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Right now, we're having a lot of fun with Joe Roberts, the man behind OneWineDude.com. Joe, are you still with us?
I'm here.
All right. It's just so obvious. I can't help but take it, but there is something bugging me about all this. How are you picking? Never mind. I'm going to save it for your videos. For all of our listeners, we are definitely going to leave this link up to our website. And as soon as Joe goes ahead and makes this video, we're going to make him come back on The Wine Crush, and we're just going to have a lot of fun with pairings. There's just
awesome.
No two ways
yeah,
about
it.
Dude, you're coming back. Sorry.
I would love to. Yeah, let's do the follow-up. Let's hopefully it doesn't involve me in the hospital or something like that.
My God, you were just fitting in today's show admirably. Anyway, before I get off tangent, I do want to bring this up as well. Now, it is my understanding that not only are you going from one extreme with the bugs, but you are also involved with a very unique magazine as their writer, aren't you, as well?
I am. So I have a wine column at Playboy.com. So that's the online version.
Okay, all right.
Playboy. So I'm not in print. But the joke is, I guess with all the tablet use today, you could still slide me under the mattress. If somebody pops into the bedroom.
So people can still have the urge to hide you, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a fun gig. I mean, they actually reached out to me because with the relaunch of their site, they were looking for lifestyle content. And they wanted original stuff, and I think they went out and were they wanted to pull from the blogosphere actually to get people to create that content for them. And when it came to wine, they actually found quite a lot of, I guess, what they thought was formulaic or repetitive stuff. They got to me and they liked the voice, and it was they thought it was quite different. So they kind of tapped me on the shoulder for that, and I think originally almost wrote it off because I wasn't even sure what they were talking about. And then it was like, well, no, it's Playboy, and we want you to do a column. I said, oh, okay, I'm in, you know.
So maybe you had some performance anxiety before you started that?
You know, in a way I did. It's a funny way to put it because they get a lot of views. I mean, they get, I think the homepage is something like 8 million eyeballs, unique eyeballs a month or something. So now, obviously, they're going there for boobs and not booze for the most part, right? But they're, people are definitely looking at that. And when you're on the homepage, which the lifestyle stuff does cycle through. So for
occasionally, for those of you who have actually bothered to notice,
what's that?
For those of you out there that have bothered to notice, there are lifestyle things on the
front
page.
Exactly. So if your eye has gotten slightly to the left, you're like, oh, wait a minute, there's something on wine here. And so I was a bit nervous actually creating the first sort of batch of content for them because, that many people aren't going to read it, but the potential exposure, pun intended, is really high. And it's actually probably up there with, the top five or six wine critics in the country. And so, yeah, that was a big one. I kind of saw the stats, went, whoa, okay, I better bring the A-plus game to this.
Well, I just think it's great you have that opportunity. And before I get it, Kent is just standing in the booth censoring every single thing I could possibly say. Laura, please, we're almost a family show. Please hush. Let's move on because it does tie into something else that you're doing. Speaking of getting pleasure out of things, you are also putting something together to help people get wine and get pleasure and get them together and pull it all to a situation where it's not just lifestyle, it's not just the culture. Wine can enrich their lives. So give us an idea of how you're looking at things like that, whether it's through blog, is it through video, or how you plan on educating through there.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do an audio sort of course that people could download, and it's primarily geared towards millennial women, but that's I don't want to pigeonhole it and
my
say, oh,
God, you are just all over the board, son.
I know.
All over the board.
I tell you, I'm profoundly influenced by that generation, by millennials, in terms of how they approach things. They're fearless when it comes to trying wine. They love variety. They'll try a new thing every other day. I mean, this has deeply influenced how I approach wine. And so one thing I noticed in attending a lot of events with these folks, and I've chaired panels where we've had sort of influential millennials in the wine business, and, these people, no one's really talking to them in terms of wine in a way that they can relate to.
They're not. And they talk at them.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I wanted to do is kind of put something together that would help make their lives a little bit better. And again, this is really, I shouldn't say it's just millennials. It's really for people who are into life enrichment, right? And so while I sort of have a target person in mind that I'm speaking to while I go through this course, anybody who's got that same kind of verve and that same kind of fire and that same kind of desire to get a little bit more out of life, I mean, they're also, they can get something out of this. So, you know, you could be hopefully in your 80s and still have that kind of verve. So I'm really looking forward to it because I don't think there's anything quite like it out there. I didn't want to do video, not just because I'm a goofy looking guy, but because, you know, a lot of people, you're watching a screen all day long at work. I just couldn't imagine, you know, trying to relate wine through the screen when you get home from work, you know, and want to learn something more about it. I'd rather have somebody on the train or going out for a jog, you know, or whatever, and have it on their headphones and be able to listen to it. So it'll be fun. What we're trying to do is take wine, and I'm going to actually give people the same method I used in terms of learning what I preferred and loved out of wine. So the same way I increase my pleasure with it is I'm going to walk people through the exact same method so I know it works. And the idea there then is I'll interview some experts around other areas of life, relationships, sexuality, probably food, and talk about wine's place in those things and then how that factors into getting more pleasure out of not just wine, you know, pouring it in a glass in front of you on the table, but also out of these other areas of your life. So sort of like wine as the gateway pleasure into enriching your life a little bit more.
I like the way you encapsulate your life. There's just no two ways around it. And I love that wine is the flagship of it, because ultimately we are fortunate. We had Jeff Bunshue on the show and he laughed and he had passion. There is no two ways about it, Joe. You have it all put together. And I encourage our listeners, definitely check out theonewinedude.com and look at his blog. And of course, Joe, you're coming back on the show. I want to hear more about your pleasure. I want to hear more about Playboy. I want to hear more about especially the bugs, because
you
seem to be...
If I ate the grasshoppers or if I chickened out.
Exactly. You're going to be eating grasshoppers and treating millennial women like grasshoppers, so it's going to be fun to see how we're going to work it out. Well, Joe, thank you very much for being on The Crush, and we are looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Thanks so much, Laura. I appreciate it.
All right. Quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will encapsulate today's show, hopefully laugh as much as we have with Joe, and look at the absurdity of some other things in the news.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-1639. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Yeah!
Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the karate glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The karate glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars.
Hi-yah!
It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go for a hero down the bio.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. I've had a fun day, and I have managed to drive home my entire point of these last 6 weeks series of show with really just one wrap-up show. My special thanks to Joe Roberts, One Wine Dude, for being part of it and being involved in it. Because ultimately, this all started discussing wine blogs and discussing wine advertising and putting them both together, saying, how can people find so much to write about? How can people be so well informed? And also on the flip side of it, when you look at wine advertising, why are we selling a lifestyle? So when you break it down, look back over today's show. Today is the Wine Crush. That is ultimately what we're about. We want you to bring wine into your life. We're going to make you feel comfortable with wine. But over the course of the past hour, we have discussed grandfathers, tattoos, kegs, grasshoppers, bugs, Playboy, millennial women, and of course, stupid investors. Now, you put it all together. If you type that into Google, no telling what kind of story would come out of it. But ultimately, at the heart of all of this is wine. And if you had asked someone 20 years ago if that type of conversation could be had, or if it could be explained to somebody, or even better, portrayed as part of the wine lifestyle, people would have looked at you like you were insane. People would have looked at you like you belonged in the asylum, which Joe very well may belong in an asylum. We're going to have to investigate that a little bit more. But point being, we're breaking away from the culture. We are shattering those boundaries that had wine being part of that consummate celebratory, it's all for upper class, white linen, great tablecloth, candles lit lifestyle. And that's what we want. It's taken us a while to get here, but as you process today's show, as you think about wine as it pertains to you, realize that nothing is off limits. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Take advice where you can get it. Enjoy advertising as you can, but wine's lifestyle is exactly your lifestyle, whether it's Playboy, whether it's bug eating, or whether it's the Chanel suit. As always here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.